Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Praise the Lord. Pastor Margaret Lee, a Remnant Ministry, Daughters of God, T and me, T with Jesus and me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. It's a good day. It's a good day. Yes, it is. And our God is good. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. We thank him for his mercy, for his grace, for his empowerment, his anointing, thanking that he has brought us thus far. Amen. And we know that there's so much going on in the world. And I mean, it is just mind-boggling. We were talking at the table this morning, Bishop, my son and I, and we were just saying we never thought that we would see so clearly the things that the scriptures said about these days. We thought that it would be so far off. Well, when we first started, you didn't really want to believe that it could happen, knowing that the Bible is true. It didn't matter whether we believed it, could comprehend it. It's happening. And God said it, allowed it to be said in the Word to get us prepared for such a time as this and to know our purpose for now and not become so overwhelmed. But as the word I have been using, maintain your territory. Keep your ground. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. So we have to begin to know our purpose if we don't know it. And if we do know it, to stay rooted and grounded. Hallelujah. And not worry about what's going on or concern ourselves. Do what we were charged to do. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Do what we were charged to do. Do that which we were called here at such a time as this. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I just got an epiphany. Glory to God. You hold your ground, I hold my ground. We're kingdom children doing a work of the kingdom. This is not our home. No. Not your home. Don't get all tied up. Don't get all tangled up for what is not yours, not your home, not your home. Hallelujah. I hope you're staying cool. That's just a little nugget I wanted to share. But again, I say, I hope you're staying cool. It's hot. And some places, they went from freezing to hot. Some places, they went from flooding to hot. I mean, it's just, oh, God, I don't want to complain, but it's hot. And we do have to look out for those, our neighbors, make sure that they're okay. And I know people mean well when they give these little fans, but just tell the truth, some of these box fans, they don't help. They don't help. They're just blowing hot air. So it would be a good thing, and I'm hoping that we will be able to raise money and provide people with something that would be really, really cool. I remember when I was growing up, we had fans that would blow in the reverse, and it would pull all the hot air out of the house. You remember those? And the house would be so cool. And yet now we had those green shades, a lot of people. But those who didn't and had blinds, they knew how to reverse the blinds so the sun wouldn't come in. And they knew that, watch how the sun would revolve around the home, and if they wouldn't let that morning sun come in, and they definitely wouldn't let that evening sun come in because it was the hottest sun. So we really need to encourage people to be mindful so that they can keep their homes cool and the power bill too down. Amen. Hallelujah. Just a little nugget there. Just be mindful of what you can do for yourself and don't try to cook at the heat of the day. Just saying. It's going going to be a problem at night, early in the morning. Put the crock pot on, one pot meal. Put that crock pot or slow cooker on the counter and let it do its own thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just a little something to share with you. Maybe that'll help you to make things a little easier for you. Or just be mindful and you'll begin to search out some things for yourself to see what works for you. Amen. Let's go to prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua the Christ, the Son of the living God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your many, 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 many blessings. Blessings we see and we don't even see. Oh, we thank you for your kindness, Father. We thank you for your peace, your shalom. Thank you for your joy, Father. Oh, my God, hallelujah. We thank you for that. We know that we have your ear. Thank you for allowing us to study your word and to really get to know you better and better. Thank you for allowing your word to be open, to open our mind of understanding. And thank you that it is being. We're growing and evidence is showing because we're taking the time to get to know you, getting to know your commandments, your statutes, and your precepts, getting to know the love that you have for us. Thank you, Almighty God. We glorify you, we magnify you, and we say to God be the glory for the things you have done for us. To God be the glory. We bless your name. Now we ask that you open our minds, continue to open our minds of understanding as we read the scriptures, enlighten us where we will be able to clearly understand who we are and whose we are and what purpose that you had in mind when you said, oh my God, you sent us here with an assignment. Glory be to your name. And we choose this day to confirm and commit to your will, your plans, and your way, your purpose, your purpose. Hallelujah. It's so sweet to say that. Your purpose. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you that we're flowing in with you. Flowing, Almighty God, with you in harmony and peace. Shalom. With you, Almighty God. Glory, Lord, with your plan, your will, your desire. Almighty God, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you. We thank you for bringing your children's safety and their children and grandchildren. We thank you for it, Almighty God. Thank you for food on the table, Lord God. Praise your name. Thank you for safety. Thank you for being our shield of defense. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being our covering. Thank you for being our mighty fortress. Oh, God, thank you that you're the God that defends your people. You're the God that provides. You're the God that heals your people. Thank you, Father, thank you. You're the God that's more than enough. You are the giver and the receiver of life. You are the great creator. You are El, hallelujah, the self-sustaining one. Hallelujah. We bless your most holy name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're sweeter than the honeycomb. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're absolute God. Absolute control. Hallelujah. Oh, from everlasting to everlasting, from eternity to eternity. Hallelujah. And you chose us. Bless your name. Thank you now. Thank you for making our purpose so clear, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for making it so clear to us. Oh, God. Hallelujah. So clear. So plain, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we're motivated now, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're motivated. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that moment of truth. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for taking care of your people, Almighty God. Thank you that we know that you're in control. Thank you for sending a cool breeze, cool breeze. Breathe, cool breathe, cool breathe to cool your people off. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Clear the atmosphere, the hemisphere, the stratosphere around every one of yours. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Open a dome around your people, Almighty God. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you for doing. And we ask it all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Oh, we thank the Lord for revelation knowledge. We thank the Lord for strength. We thank the Lord for where we're weak, he's strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank him that he's continuously cleansing us from all unrighteousness, forming us into his glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord that we just honor him in the earth. Hallelujah. On our jobs as we go to and fro and about the earth. Hallelujah. We're taking our authority not to be show-off and boasters and braggers. Hallelujah. But to glorify our God and give him honor. Not to sound holy and not to sound like we got it going on, but humble and in love. Hallelujah. God just loves us, and I just thank you for his love. I thank you for his kindness. Hallelujah. Thank you for how he cares for us. Hallelujah. Yes, he does. Thank you. How he makes the crooked way straight. Yes, he does. Thank you for how you bring water in the dry places. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you for how you take care of the homeless and they don't have to be mistreated. Oh, God, I thank you for you stepping out and taking control of situations and circumstances that people don't have to be humiliated because they're in need. Almighty God, I thank you. I thank you for stepping in and taking control and taking charge. Almighty God, I thank you. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, Almighty God. Glory. Not that another person's problems and troubles would be a feeding trough for somebody's ego, Almighty God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you. No evil trippers, hallelujah. But God lovers, whoa, giving God the glory. Hallelujah. Being used and humble, going to be used by the Almighty God. Oh, God, oh, God. Everyone in need, put your loving arms around them. Take care of them, Almighty God. Open doors. Oh, bread of heaven, feed, Almighty God. Protect, shield, and defend, Almighty God. Thank you in the name of Yeshua. God is so good. God is so good to us. God is so good. God is so good to us. Yes, he is. We just have to stop fighting and saying, this. Just stop and just sit down and just inhale and think of the goodness of Jesus, Yeshua, and all you've done for us, and asking to clear our minds, our hearts, and speak to us and through us, and where we think we lack, we're rich and don't even see it and don't even understand it. Oh, God, let it not slip through our hands. Bless your name, Almighty God. So busy reaching, hallelujah, and don't even recognize. what we already have. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Open our eyes that we may see. Open our ears that we may hear, Almighty God. And our heart humble that we may receive and we may do, Almighty God, and obey you. Thank you for sharp vision, Almighty God. Clarity, 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 clarity in Yeshua's mighty name. Thank you for your healing grace. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for softening a hard person's heart, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for giving hope when it seems like it's hopeless. Oh, God, thank you for protecting Almighty God against all odds. Glory be to your name. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Catch it. And they that dwell therein. Catch it. Is the Lord. Hallelujah. Is the Lord. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, it is the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we'll read our scripture, but in between that, I would like to just invite you to come to Gathering the Harvest every Sunday at 3 o'clock, and every third Sunday we just have a fellowship and have, oh, my God, we have a wonderful time. So this Sunday, the third Sunday, we would especially love for you to come and worship with us. But feel free to worship with us at any time at 3 o'clock. And the address is 1519 Hamilton Road, Southwest Atlanta, 30311. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Ah, God is so good. Yes, he is. So come and just come and worship the Lord with us. Hallelujah. I was going to share something with you today, and maybe it'll be next week. But I think I mentioned to you sometime before. I used to sing. I could sing, and I know a lot of people that know me go like, I don't believe that. I don't think she's saying that. But I couldn't. And I, as a little something, I used to go out in the afternoon and sing, and would be on pro, and the lady, the pianist, could follow me. One of the songs, and I hear recently, I think most of when I started this, I started to really take this work that I'm doing seriously with the broadcast. I remember the song that my dad had just passed. And after church, morning service, we came home and we were going to 6 o'clock service. You know how that used to be. And I found me and my friends, and we found a dirt pile. And we played on that pile, and I got sand in my hair. And my mother, I know she was going, she was going through so much, and she just said, you're going to stay home. So she was just outdone. And I understand now that the enemy it was just disobedience because I had no business playing on the sand pile. Okay, let me just take that. Even at 6, 7 years old, I knew better. And I'm not going to give the enemy any play in it. I'll just take responsibility for that. And my mom said, you're not going, so it was no big deal. I mean, I was disappointed, but I didn't go. But the point that I'm making is, from that time on, I was never able to sing one thing again. People will tell you, I don't sing. They tease me. And I'll just say, well, I'll sing, and this is what the Lord gave me, and this is what he appreciated. And the song was In the Garden. And it's amazing that they would allow a little child, like 6, 7, to sing that song. because that tells you when I was in prayer one morning and the Lord brought it all up to me and I realized what that song was saying. I come to the garden alone. While the dew is still on the roof. And the joy we share as we tarry. None of us. I think it says to Jesus alone. I didn't know anything about that. It was too early, I feel, for me to know. But I thank the Lord that it was there. And that at an appointed time, a set time, that I would really be able to understand what he was saying to me. And we all need to fellowship and commune with him. It's personal and it's intimate. And this is what this is about. It's not about drinking the tea. Yes, we can enjoy drinking tea. And I do hope that you get excited and come up with your own specialty. But the most important thing, and it's talking about enjoying it with a friend, how you set a time, just for a moment, whatever, and just you and Jesus. It's about encouraging that intimacy, that one-on-one with the Lord. And so as you do that, you begin to really think about how wonderful it is to spend especially early time with the Lord. And the sun is not up, the rooster haven't crowed, no stirring in the house, just you and me. Isn't that a blessing? And how he speaks. I also remember I was playing the piano at 3 and the last song I was playing, I played was Three Blind Mice. I remember my piano teacher, but friends were telling my mom and relatives that she was pushing me and I was doing too much. I think if a child, speaking for me, if I had the capacity to do it, I think I should have been allowed to do so, because there again, I can't play the piano. So God is bringing a lot of things to my remembrance, and perhaps before I leave here, that would be one thing that I'll do, play the piano. And I'm thanking the Lord for that garden time that we have. And I hope you will share your garden time when the Lord reveals it, if he has not already revealed it to you. God bless, God bless. Now let's go into reading the scripture. We'll do Psalms 1. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Always remember, even if a person is seen to be saved and they got that shout down and it just looked like it, everything that looked like it is not. So we need to seek God first. He'll speak to us. He'll tell us what's what, and we'll operate accordingly. Second Chronicles, your responsibility, 7:13. And it's not hard to do. It's a pleasure. Amen. He says, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Point blank, period. We can take God at his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Point blank, period. Oh, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when you search for me with all your heart. Amen. With all your glory to God. When you just think and savor on that, God said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, and it's good and not of evil. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. You love by the Almighty God. You came here with purpose. He had planned for you, and it was intentional for you to be here. It was intentional for you to be here. Think about that. He had a point and a purpose for you to be here. And you know, that is motivation for us to really get us going. And once we understand that, it's crucial. It's crucial. And it's a crucial truth to that point. Because God was the one who designed it and equipped us. And say, I'm not equipped. I'm this, I'm that. You just look, sit down, and let God minister to you and watch what he reveals to you. But you continue Second Chronicles 7:14-13. You can just start right there. You can start at your church. You don't have to make a big scene. Just go to church a little early, sit down and pray. What God is asking, what the pastor is asking you to do, you'll be surprised. It may shock some of you to know that God does indeed speak to the pastor about his children. Yes, he does. And when the pastor, he or she begins to ask you to do certain things, in time, as time goes by, you'll get an understanding, I guarantee you. You'll say, oh, that's what that was about. Mm-hmm. Sure was. Number 6:24. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord bless thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. June 1:24. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now, right now, and forever. Hallelujah. God bless, love you, for God love you best. Until next week, this is Pastor Lee. Have a marvelous week, a marvelous week, trusting and leaning and depending on God. God. Shalom.